USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after battling a long illness. Turner died peacefully at her home in Switzerland. Turner first gained fame in the 1960s with her husband Ike as part of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She broke through to her greatest stardom in the 1980s after the release of her Private Dancer album in 1984. The White House is accusing House Republicans of using the debt ceiling issue to manufacture a crisis.
That's what we're seeing currently. That's what we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, a manufactured crisis.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said members of the House Freedom Caucus are referring to the full faith and credit of the U.S. as a hostage. Teams from the Biden administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office are still working to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default. President Biden, along with First Lady Jill Biden, commemorated the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, today. Biden called it a tragedy and is again urging Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. 19 children and two teachers were killed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to formally announce his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president this evening on Twitter. Former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says using social media is smart.
A unique strategy, which I think is smart, to go on Twitter Spaces tonight. You're seeing Twitter itself promoting tonight's announcement.
DeSantis is expected to make the announcement during a live appearance with Elon Musk by his side. Target stores in three states are moving Pride Month items in order to try and avoid the same backlash Bud Light faced when it used a transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. The stores located in South Carolina, Arkansas, and Georgia have been told to move Pride items to the back of their stores. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The number of Americans who own stock is at a 15-year high. A new Gallup survey found that 61% of Americans say they have money invested in the stock market. It's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the travel warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it risky and unsafe to travel to the Sunshine State. One California police agency is getting a dog that never eats or sleeps.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The donation of a quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle called Spot was approved 8-4 by the council. Spot is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations, and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
Microsoft is launching AI-powered technology for its Windows 11 platform. The tech giant said Windows Copilot will be able to explain content to users by summarizing or rewriting it. And the Dallas Stars are apologizing for the actions of their fans during last night's Game 3 of the Western Conference Final. Drinks and food were thrown onto the ice during the game against Las Vegas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.